Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's do a deep dive, shall we, on the potential, let's just say, sleep issues of Ranger pitcher Brock Burke.
This one hit extremely at home with me as a guy who has narcolepsy and also sometimes tries to fight people in his sleep. So Levi Weaver of The Athletic wrote this article on Brock Burke, who's been awesome in two starts with the Rangers. Brock Burke has dealt with a disease called somnambulism, which I've never heard of. Somnambulism.
Okay. Hold on.
Since he was a child.
Okay, so you guys know what a somnambulist is?
No.
It's like a zombie type. It was featured in a lot of movies in the early part of the 1900s that were quote-unquote horror films.
Okay.
But a somnambulist was basically like a zombie type creature.
Definition of somnambulism is an abnormal condition of sleep in which motor acts such as walking are performed. Okay. So it's a sleepwalker.
Yeah.
It's the guys in Step Brothers, you know, that type of thing. Well, the story's pretty awesome. So basically, Burke had talked with Levi. He said it's been happening his whole life. He says it cooled down since he was 16. So he was really bad when he was a kid, but it's cooled down a little bit over time. But after further reading the article, it doesn't sound like it's cooled down at all. He said it used to be really bad. He used to sleepwalk every night. But he doesn't have any, you know, recollection of any of it. It was his parents, or I don't know if he has siblings or whatever. And then you go to travel, you know, in the minor leagues, and it was his roommates. So also featured in this article are Rangers minor league, well, now he's on with the big squad, Joe Palumbo, and minor league pitcher Tyler Phillips, who have had to room with Brock Burke since the Rangers traded for him in the Profar deal. Now, one thing that's very interesting, it says there was one of a road trip that they were going on with Joe Palumbo, and they're about to go to bed or whatever, and Burke very calmly goes, "Oh, by the way, I sleepwalk." Just like right before he goes to bed, and Palumbo's like, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, like, you know, don't worry about it. Just, you know, I sleepwalk sometimes." And Palumbo goes, "Should I be worried about this?" And he goes, "I don't know." Like, very casual.
That's a great bit to tell someone before they go to bed.
The first night of rooming together, Burke gets out of his bed, but didn't do anything very aggressive, according to Palumbo.
Just sharpened some knives.
He just leapt to his feet and stared intently at the wall for about 10 seconds, and then hopped back into bed. Okay?
That is so weird.
But Palumbo says as the season continued to go forward, the stories get more intense. One time he stood up and screamed, "Grenade!" And then he made the explosion sound. Palumbo goes, "It flipped me out. I was like, what the F?" This other time he tried jumping on my bed. He stands up on top of his bed and tries jumping on my hotel bed. He like 1 foot on and 1 foot off.
Wait, hold on. He could have injured himself or Palumbo.
Absolutely. Now, Palumbo got called up to AAA when Burke was still with the with Frisco at the time, and Tyler Phillips comes in, and Tyler Phillips is his new roommate. And Tyler Phillips was on this Ranger Nation podcast, and here's what he said. He said, "He was my road roommate our last road trip. He scared the crap out of me. He's just like a very aggressive freak athlete sleepwalker. It's 2:30 a.m. and I'm fading away, and just out of nowhere, he springs out of the bed super fast, gets up and stands in the middle of the room and starts flinging his pillow all over the place. It's like he was fighting Floyd Mayweather in his sleep. Then he walked over in the corner, sort of mumbling some stuff, and then he goes, 'Ah, now I gotta go pee.' Then he stood there for a while. I was just laying in bed freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I was thinking, this guy's going to kill me. And then he woke up, I guess. He just crawled back in bed like nothing happened."
So it's not, that's not just walking around or staring at a wall. That's dangerous. And you wonder, okay, so if somebody in that state, well, what if they pick up something that's dangerous?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what if they wander into the kitchen and grab a butcher's knife? Or what if they just grab some heavy piece of furniture or a lamp or something? Or could they try to crush it over your head?
So I don't have this disease that I know of, but I have on many instances. It probably happens monthly. I will wake up and I think someone's breaking into my house. So I have a butcher knife, and I keep that in a drawer just so I can't, you know, just so it's not laying out. But I've always kept a baseball bat and my four iron right by my bed.
I don't understand.
Okay, someone.
But is it like depending on the size of the guy, you just pick which weapon or what?
I don't feel like I want to shoot someone,
dude. But you have a four iron and a bat and a knife. How do you determine what?
The knife is never for. I'm not trying to kill anyone. Just that knife is strictly for steaks.
I can't tell you how many times though you'll wake up in the middle of the night and you'll have a 200 yard par three.
See, no, that's what I'm thinking. Why do you need a four iron and a bat?
It's just my two favorite weapons.
But are you going to double hand them? Are you going to have one in each hand and come wielding?
I don't know. Like the four iron is more just for like mentally for my sake because I once killed a snake with it. But the baseball bat is my primary go-to move. So
I'm not even sure what we're talking
but
about.
But I freak out about once a month. This happened in my hotel room last night. I thought someone was taking my wallet. And it was like a line of four people.
Who was it?
I don't know, but I got up and
wallet. There's no way there's a line of four people trying to get it.
Yeah, there's like some Rangers vouchers in my wallet. That's the only cash I carry.
This is the last only library card. I've got to get in this wallet.
If you want to get to a Ranger game from Sunday through Thursday, lower box, I got a pretty good hookup in my wallet for four. But when I realized I was up, I was like, oh, crap. Yeah. Oh, glad nothing happened and got back to bed.
Is this part and parcel to you having narcolepsy, or are they totally unrelated?
I don't know. But it sounds like on the story that could be unrelated. But when Brock Burke went to the doctor, and I'll get to that in a minute, very similar, you know, interaction that I've had with doctors over time. Mm. So here's what Burke said. This is where it gets really dangerous, okay? I'm wondering if the Rangers have an insurance clause on him. Mm-hmm. He says, "I've woken up on balconies, like sitting off the edge of the balcony. Oh. So whenever I go on the road, I make sure I get the bed that's away from the door so I have to walk by my roommate." Now, you're in the big leagues now, so I assume you don't have a roommate all the time. He says, "Normally, they'll try to stop me. I have two scars on my knees. Don't know where they're from. I just woke up in the middle of the night one time, and there was blood everywhere, blood all over the sheets."
God, sounds like Sean Sharif's deal.
Oh, my God. Yes. Bloody Sheets, the name of his autobiography.
Because of a quote fraternity thing.
Okay, so you'd almost think it's bad enough to where, you could maybe have like some sort of a leash connected to the like headboard to where he can get access the bathroom, but can't. Or just put him on the first floor.
So you probably got to do that. But the myth on this stuff, and I don't know, maybe it's not a myth, is that you never awaken a sleepwalker, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's what they always say, which is, of course, part of that whole porn series that you watch, KT. But one of the things that you don't want to be the teammate that's got a room with the guy that's going to do the crazy stuff in the middle of the night.
I'd fear that.
I talk in my sleep. You know, I don't know this. I've been told this. And then one time this really, really bad thing happened where I woke up and my back was against a window. Like I was in blinds and I was just swinging wildly when I woke up and my wife was screaming.
Yeah.
And so whatever happened in the dream, which I don't remember the dream, but I had hit her and then I fell out of bed and I rolled back into the window and just started swinging wildly, and I don't remember any of it. But I've never been told that I do any kind of sleepwalking or anything like that, but I do talk in my sleep. I don't very rarely remember dreams. Do you guys remember your dreams?
All the time.
Sometimes.
I rarely remember those things.
The only thing I know that really happens to me is every once in a while I'm just in that area of almost being asleep and not quite asleep, and you kind of wake up, and I feel like I'm falling, and my feet, like, kick my feet out in my bed, like, oh, I'm falling. And I'm like, oh, I'm in bed. Okay,
what about the deal where you feel like you're asleep, but you're conscious and you can't move your limbs?
Yeah,
you
know, all the time. Sleep paralysis.
All the time.
What is that called? Ooh.
Sleep paralysis.
That's
I get that all the time.
I always thought that was the alien thing, right?
I mean, I have that sometimes when I'm awake. Yeah. Sometimes it's a form of cataplexy.
Right.
And it's just,
which is,
it's
you
insane.
Should just say, so people know that's the mini stroke.
It's called basically a mini stroke.
Yeah.
So Burke went to see a sleep specialist doctor, and he's telling him all these stories. Once he says, it seems like I try to act out my dreams. He said, like, it'll be giant bees, for example, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be swinging my sheets around at the bees and screaming. And the doctor goes, oh no, you must be faking it then. No one ever acts out their dreams. And then Burke goes, dude, I'm just telling you, this is what happens. And the doctor goes, yeah, I don't think this is a real thing.
Oh!
It got so bad when he was in Tampa Bay that he went to go see a doctor. The Rays, like, sent him to see a doctor. They were like, dude, we can't have you rooming with someone. And they tried to give him Ambien, basically, which is very addictive, but to make him pass out for a long period of time. So
God,
that's how bad it is.
That. You want to do that with an athlete?
And then he was like, yeah, he goes, you can get depressed. And he's like, I told them I'm not doing Ambien. I'll just rather gamble with sleepwalking.
God, man, another ruined Ranger prospect.
Hey. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.